Artie's Time Warp. All the hits.
They're great!
American Country Countdown is a new spin-off of American Top 40. Roy Clark wins at the Country Music Association Awards, and John Lennon sues the U.S. government to admit that the FBI is tapping his phone.
25 years of Top 40 hits, only on Artie's Time Warp.
October 1973.
Wondering what song you're hearing? Check out our weekly music playlist at artiestimewarp.com.
Artie's Time Warp, the best in pop, country crossover, and funk.
Hey!
9 people die when heavy fog causes a 65-car collision on the New Jersey Turnpike. Congress authorizes a bicentennial quarter, half dollar, and dollar coin. And President Nixon agrees to turn over White House tape recordings regarding the Watergate scandal to Judge John Sirica.
There are over 6,000 reasons to love Artie's Time Warp. And here's another one.
It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. Sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies and it started to swelter. The sweat trickled down the front of her gown and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there. She sipped on a Juliet. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say. Stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. And then she smiled, then we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sunrise as a man. Have gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her fingers. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a deep.
Artie's Time Warp.
Thank you.
Actor Paul Hartman, who played Emmett on The Andy Griffith Show, dies at 69. Jazz drummer Gene Krupa dies at 64. Cartoonist Walt Kelly, who brought us Pogo, dies at 60. Spanish cellist and conductor Pablo Casals makes it to a riper age at 96. And we say goodbye to cowboy actor Rocky Lane, who succumbs to cancer at 64. Let's check out the theme from the TV show for which he provided a memorable voice.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Red. People yakety-yak a streak and waste your time a day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk to his voice, his horse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Ed.
And my friend, you had better believe...
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
What you say, let's take a break before we return with more of the music and memories from October of 1973.
Artie's Time Warp, the soundtrack of your life.